Afternoon, Psachim, continued by the Shishiva, Chafei Kislev, Tavshim, and May, December 8th, 1985, on Sunday, continued.
We do the process of Netzachamo, so you do some Tehilo. On Amikshite, because after all, before the sun starts to rise, so there is no sun visible at all, and when the sun starts to rise, so in the process of emerging, as the ball of the sun starts emerging, so then he sees the sun, part of the sun, emerging above the eastern horizon. So that is not something in which people make a mistake. Either he's telling the truth or he's not telling the truth. The one who says b'sichan et hachamo, it's not because he already saw the sun emerging, the Kif HaShemesh emerging. He saw some rays on the eastern horizon, but he meant the same thing before the sun started to emerge. So, no, we don't say that. That's not a range of mistake. So then, it's made us in Hashem. Come on, Hashem.
Oh, I think it's not a general mistake.
Yeah, that's right.
But
come on, Hashem. We shouldn't have this in every other way. I will see the Hashem in Kantois or Kosovo. We see Hanet, Kishimaskalanet. Kishimaskalanet. Alright, now, we have to learn thesis. What is Hanet to do with learning thesis? Manos adapt to the other base, the first stages. Echodim Bishnaim the Chish, the Echodim of Bishnaisho, he do some Kayemis. She say you day of the Bullish of Chayesh, we say any day of the Bullish of Chayesh. Echodim of Bishnaisho, the Echodim of Behei, he do some potato. Alright. Zay yodea b'iburish al-chedesh. V'yohadim da b'motzal imeima zay yoda b'chasrein shal-chedesh. V'zay lo yoda b'chedesh ova chosaroy. It could be also due to the fact that the chedesh is a chosar and one day he just didn't know that the chedesh is a chosar. For example, now, when he's... One second, please, don't interrupt. Let's say, when will be the Shredish Davis? Will be Friday, the Shredish Davis. So, the Shredish Kislev is a chosar. Is a chosar. So, that means Friday is the 30th of the outgoing month of Kislev. So, that's the first of the incoming month of Thebes. So, Friday will be the first of Thebes, Shabbos will be the second of Thebes, and Sunday will be the third of the Chedesh Thebes. So suppose two Edim will come to Sanhedrin next week, and they'll say that a murder was committed on the third of Chedesh Thebes. Top Shin and Bob, Chedesh Davis. And one will say, on the second of Davis, it was committed. But they'll both say it was committed on Sunday, on Top Shin and Bob. So then, it's not that they testify as to different things, they testify as to the same things. But the one who said,
that he's coming to town Sunday. And the third thing is, he knew that the outgoing month was the Chasana. So nearly the 30th of the outgoing month became the first Friday, became the first of the incoming month. So Friday was the first, Shabbat the second, Sunday the third. And the one who said the murder was committed on Sunday, Tavshin Vav, the second of Tavshin, he didn't know that the outgoing month is Chasana. So he thought that the outgoing month is Moed. So merely the 30th of the outgoing month is counted for the outgoing month. And which day will be the first of Tavshin? Shabbos. So Sunday would be his name. Sunday would be the second of Tavis. But they both meant the same thing. So the Gemara could have said, V'adim davat masumim al-zeya davat ha-shumish ha-chivyem, so you don't have to show the chosan. V'hikshar l'go, V'may yudai kinon b'han esad, itavai yadi b'ibu ishal chedesh, they have the latest mukheshes, they may come be make the mistake. So, if, let's say, the Sanhedrin will be indicted when it will examine the witnesses, so it will find out the last them. Listen, Reuven is the one who said the second of the month. In the second of the month. So, the rest, and Shimon is the Edis who said the murder was committed on the third of the month. So Sanhedrin will ask Reuven, who said the second of the month, listen, so what was the outgoing month of Kislev? Was the Chosar or the Moleh? And he'll say, it's a Chosar. So then we'll say to him, so it's a Kasha against you. You know it was a Chosar. So Sunday, so that means that Friday was the first of the incoming month. So Sunday should be the third. Why did you say the second? So he said, yeah, the fashion is. Anyway, so in that case, so we do not say that he meant the same thing on the basis of his ignorance of the fact that one was a mole or one was a chosas, this is a thing. So then it should be in this precious. But have the aides and creches, they are making the nick, they only snake. Doch a problem is some melee, even if upon examination of the witnesses, they say, the one who says, Reuven said, that was on the second of the month. So he didn't know that it was a chosa. He thought it was a mole. So, still it should be released, precious just as Rabbi says it, in regard to Shoi Shoish and Hei Shoish, Shor Shrishis and Shor Hamishis. Veich neikim nikto mistaken, doch a poor besom. The apple got to be filled in Zile, died in Hoche. In other words, we don't have to examine the Eidim because we can rely on Rav. So, but it won't hurt. So, to be Midabik, and since it won't hurt, so maybe they are mechuyev to be midagrik in order to manipulate the possibility of having ladies and chashas because of the exercises of the shofto eidah and tzila eidah. So Sanhedrin is mechuyev to indulge in all kinds of examination and questions so that one eid will contradict himself.
The Sanhedrin acts as the defendant's lawyer.
That's right. Exactly. ויש להם עם, יוכח די כינם בו שקר, כינם בישאלו בידיעי, וכמה חבנו עם אחות, שמענו שזה לא יודע. So what does this say here? That when do we say, אחד עם המשניים בחידש, ואחד עם העיר, וחולית בחידש, so if you say קיימס, only when the Sanhedrin in examining the witnesses, so the witnesses confirmed that one A didn't know the Ibrahim Shachadish and one A did know the Ibrahim Shachadish. That they meant the same thing, so they did not contradict each other. But suppose when the Sanhedrin examines the Aidin, so they turn out that they both knew the Ibrahim Shachadish. Or they both knew the Chassar and the Chassar Shachadish. So then, they didn't do the same thing. So they did contradict themselves. Then the Hades is both. But then you ask, since in the case where they contradict themselves upon further examination, so maybe the Hades is both also, even if they do not contradict themselves, as long as there is a possibility, so because of the Shofto Eid or the Yitzino Eid, so maybe the Hades should be both. So it's different. Mikol okay, v'yesh lemam v'hochad haikinim bo shakr, kin v'shayu v'yziyim v'kom chadru v'mechos, shmamin o shezer lo yodah. U'mikol mokim shakr mochia v'shven tzere v'hochad ha'zlinim v'sarub edin v'foshes. Dirube, toye v'ibur ad yarchi, דירו יזלינם בסרוגה, כידן שזיימה בשניים וזיימה בשלישו, מיד חבר לי מקחושי, וכי הודו מחבר לי מאחוד, חבר לי חיזר מלית. תדע, דו אחד אימא בדירו ואחד אימא בהי, אידו סומפטאו, אף אופי שמחבר לי מאחוד. Suppose one of the Aidin didn't know the Ibur of two successive months, and the others did know of the evil of the two successive months. So that's why one in his cheshbon turned out to be the third of the month, and the other one in his cheshbon turned out to be the fifth of the month. So even if the Sanhedrin proves it in examining the witnesses that that was the cause of the apparent contradiction, discrepancy, so still there is but why? The answer is, since Ruben Ishe don't make a mistake in 2 months, only in 1 month, but in 2 months not, so then the plain meaning of the, when somebody says the third of the month, the fifth of the month, means that he testified that he knew of the Ibur Shel Chodesh and still he said the fifth of the month, you see. And he said, and the other one also knew, since on the basis of what we have to say that he didn't make a mistake in 2 successive months. So mainly on the basis of what the plain meaning of the third of the month is that it was on the third of the month. Not that it was on the fifth of the month, but he called the fifth of the month the third of the month. Because Gubinche don't make a mistake in 2 successive months. So Mele, if the plain connotation of the original testimony is inconsistent with the testimony of the other eight, so when the person explains it later on, so then he's a chizor mali, he cannot modify the testimony. Yad avim koshim v'chodom v'chamim v'chod av v'chizor mali, teda v'echdim v'yimu v'echdim v'heli yidu somteo, av v'pishim v'chamim v'chod, le'amdim v'itoy v'shni v'boi, tiv'trei v'boi l'itoy inshe v'chashpim v'chizor mali.
Exactly.
So the Halacha of Chizr Magid doesn't apply only to a case that's the Mishnah in Ksubes of Eidim Shomok Safidenu Ezer Anusim. So from the whole Mishnah in Ksubes, it's Mashma that the Halacha of Chizr Magid doesn't apply only to a case where the subsequent testimony is completely inconsistent with the first testimony. As long as the subsequent testimony is inconsistent with the original testimony, on the basis of the plain connotation of the expressions used in the first testimony, even though subsequently they modify and they explain their testimony, so that it isn't inconsistent, so you also apply the aloha of Tim Shihigi Shubin Chidam. Alright, now, here in the taste list there is a Itois Hapus that the Nasi Kaili mentions. Echodina Bishtei Shois. The Echodina Bishole Shois. So it is on Kayemis. It is on Kayemis. Echodina Bishole Shois. Echodina Bishole Shois. So there is a machlekes between Rameya and Rabin. But Echodin of the Shtei Shoyz, the Echodin of the Sholei Shoyz, then is the Eitzen Kayemes even according to the man. So the question is, now here on this thesis we see it Bichidesh, and it's the idea is very relevant to the Maize, in computing it to Araminche, in computing the Zman Krishne, I mean, Shoyz in general, I mean, you know, I mean, there is a machlokes between the Koroh and the Mogavron in regard to Krishna and Zamfile and Achilas Chometz, whether we can, according to the Koroh, we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, and we add it to sunrise, and according to Mogavron, we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachar to Tisak Chavim. Tisak Chavim had in reference to the Tisak Chavim of Dalet Milik, which is 72 minutes or 90 minutes subsequent to the first year. So, and we added to the Amal Shachar. So that's why. And in computing the Swara Munche, which is in Shor, the Rebashor, Kedem Lilo, so we have the same Machlekes. We have the same Machlekes. According to the Goyen, and that's the Sheet of the Rush, so we compute it on the basis of the length of the day, the Shor, the Rebashor, on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, or let's say, that's, the Mogavron doesn't discuss that, but it's told in the same Machlekes. According to the Bush, so and the goal, so we compute it on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, and according to Tumas Hadeshen, we compute choice, and probably, even though the Tumas Hadeshen doesn't say it in regard to Kriya Shema, and Kriya, but probably the same thing, but he says it in regard to Araminche, so we can be Chor the Rebbe Shor, Kedem not Kedem Shtie, but cadence is a chavim. Cadence is a chavim. So that means that according to Tumas Hadeshen, so the Tvara Minche will always be very late, you see. I mean, all the shoes were done in the summer, you know, mildly early, so but they have to down with the Tvara Minche, so they rely on the sheet of the bush, because the country of the bush, it is sure the Rebbe Shor, it is sure the Rebbe Shor, Kedem Ashtie, an hour and 50 minutes, 75 minutes before Shkia, that's a considerable time. But according to the suggestion that it has to be the show, the Rebbe show, one twelve of the length from the Shachat, this is according, plus 1/4 of that 1/12 from the Amrashat is according, prior to this according, prior to Talib Milling, let's say, which is 70 minutes of the Shkir, or 90 of Shkir, so then the Flagamincha will only be about 8 minutes before Shkir. 8 minutes before Shkir, not 75 minutes before Shkir. So what would they gain? I mean, they wouldn't do it. So they all rely on the Shkir's Agor. And the Shkir's Agor and the Shkir's Lubavitch. Okay. So.
Okay.
So.
Just do it.
1 second. So. But this tasteless, it appears, from this tasteless, it appears that tasteless agrees not to the Shkir's Agor, not to the Shkir's Lubavitch, but he agrees with the Shkir of the Tomzadesh. From the Rambam it appears, the Rambam called Pesach, it appears that he figuring out choice, Hayei. So even though the day of the Torah starts from the Shachar, but in calculating choice, so that is calculated on the basis of the day from next Shkir. Even though the day, the halachic day, starts with Amra Shachar, all the mitzvahs that are totally ate, like Shefa, Lulev, you know, Mile, Ketushke, yes, so during the day, Krishna is his own shield. So that, it begins with Amra Shachar, with Amra Shachar, but still in calculating choice, we calculate it on the basis of the length of the day. Not from Amr Shachar to Tzitzit Chavim, but from that to Shkir. That's the Rambam. But from this, like the Levush, and like the Gor, but from this tasteless in Psochi, it's a very important tasteless. So, it's Mashma, the tasteless agrees not to the Shkir, the Gor, and the Levush, but in calculating choice, we calculate it on the basis of the beginning of the halachic day and at the end of the halachic day. So that is from Amra Shachar and the basis of the length from Amra Shachar to Tzitzit Chavim. Echod in a b'shtei shoyz. The echod in a Bisholei shoyz, so if du son kayemes, vim teima amai du son kayemes, ilu dai kino bahane sade, hodi koma shtayim, bitchila shtayim, vehava le kedem ane tzacham, vim du son ptelo, kidom le kamon, bitchila shosh, nio kedem ane tzacham, o hu, vim hala chodem yeim, es a palso, sheim mili, umaliz a shachar ane tzacham, o, Tesis is written here, Mahalach Inyun, but that should be corrected, Mahalal Dalad Mili, because on the basis of the Sugyim Psochim, Bafzarigim, so the Gemara says, it's not He Mili, but it's Dalad Mili. Vizei Lili Shol Mechza. Now, when you go over the Tesis, you see that even 72 minutes is not the biggest hunger. 72 minutes is a kuri. Because 1 second, please let me explain. The more homodic shiti is that you shouldn't do meloche even in winter time until it is 90 minutes after shkir. That's according to the stasis. You know, people think 72 minutes, it's one of Rabbi Soloveitchik's Mishugasan in his homers that he can do that. It's not my homer, it's not Mein Shugas, that is based on Yesedis Atea. And those who like to conjure up Chumras in respect to the Rabbonims and in Hogim, but in regard to Chmur Shevi Chmures, they are being killed. I mean, this is what hurts me when I see people who like to conjure up Chumras in regard to everything. we got to something that has no basis in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch. They'll find it only in Mokia, maybe in the Kizeh Shulchan Aruch. So then they like to conjure up all kinds of chumras upon chumras. But as far as Nisa Shabbos, which is a Nisa Skile, and Nisa Kores, so there they overlook the Psak of the Machaber and the Ramor and everything. And they even talk disparagingly against those who are Machaber. Alright? So, from this basis, it appears that 72 minutes is a Bikuri. The 72 minutes, that's according to the Shittas HaRambam, as the Gemara explains it. But according to Rashi and Tesis, Pshatim Sochim, it's the Dalet Milim is not 72 minutes subsequent to Shkieh, but it is 90 minutes subsequent to Shkieh. Now, let's see the Chayim. Very simple. Kidvoma Abunisho Yitamu. So, Mahala Chodom Yeim Esa Parasol, Sheinei Milim. Esa Parasol is 40 mil. And umal is a shachar ad el tzachamo mahal adalem. And mishkia tzachamo at isat chodi is also mahal adalem. So, kamo mahal achodem yeim min an equinox day, which is 12 hours, from the tzachamo tishkia, 32. So, and this man between nets and Amr Shachar and Etz, or between Shki and Tzachodim, so is 1/8 or 32. So 32 million is equal to 12 hours. So how much is 4 million equal to? 1/8. 1/8 of 12 hours. How much is 1/8 of 12 hours? 1/8 of 8 hours is an hour, and 1/8 of 4 hours is a half an hour. So together it's 90 minutes. So where is the cheshim of 72 minutes? It's a bit cooler 72 minutes. Where is the cheshim of 72 minutes? The cheshim of 72 minutes is very simple. The way the Gemara explained the Shittas HaRambam, that whereas Rashi and Tosfos say that the Pshat in the Gemara, in Psochim, Batanigimu, Malachodom Biyein, Esa Parso, Shimeb Mili, now it's Shachar, it's Hamo Hala Dalim, and that's it for his Eta, Dalim. And Mahala Chodom Yei, and the Mishkiya is Chodom also Dalim. So that means, and the Gemara is reference to Equinox Day, Nisim B'Tishre, when the day is 12 hours. When the day is 12 hours, then it's 12 hours from sunrise to sunset, not from the Shachar to Tzitzit Chodom. So that means that 12 hours correspond, the 12 hours correspond with 32 million. And according to the Rambam,
how do you get 32 million?
Altogether from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis, it's 40. And from Amud HaShachar to Neitz, it's 4. From Shkia to Tzeis, is also 4. So you have to take off 4 in the beginning of the day and 4 at the end of the day. So it's 40 minus 8. So 40 minus 8 is 32. So 32, and it has reference to Nekhmat's day, so 32 million is equal to 12 hours. So 4 million is equal to an hour and a half. But according to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says, now the Goyim says, but when the Gemara says, now it's a Shachar and it's a Chamo Dalet, and Mishkiyat is a Chovim Dalet Milim, so it's not Dalet Milim within the 40 Milim, but it's over and above the 40 Milim. In other words, from sunrise to sunset, it's 40 Milim. But then, so that doesn't include the time spent in the walking by the person from Amud HaShachar to Netz and from Shkia to Zekhavi. So then, in addition, so it's 4 million over and above the 12 hours, the 40 million from Netz to Shkia, and 4 million in the time of the Netz to actually Amrishahatnet and formulate the interval between Shti and Sikhavi, so it's 48 from Amrishah. According to Rashi, he says it's 40 million he walks from Amrishah to Tis. But according to Rambam, from Amrishah to Tis, he walks 48 million. And 40 million he walks from Netz to Shtiyah. From Netz to Shtiyah. So Mele, that means that 12 hours is equal not to 32 million, but to 40 million. So 4 million would be 1/10. How much is 1/10 of 12 hours? 72 minutes. See, that's the chesed of 72 minutes. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, the most shaming, the cheshbon is not 72 minutes. The cheshbon is 90 minutes. So that's Tosfos. So he says, so that means the Amrishah, is 90 minutes before next. 90 minutes before next. Now, if it's 90 minutes before next, so, and from this basis it appears that in calculating choice, we calculate it on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachat to Sechov. So, Mele, in an equinox day, when it's 12 hours from next to Shkia, so how many hours are there from the Shachat to Sechov? 15 hours. An hour and a half in the morning, prior to next, and an hour and a half in the evening, after the year. So altogether there is 15 hours in an equinox day, so the length of the day is not 12 hours, but 15 hours. And one show would be 1/12 or 15 hours. So naturally, if sunrise in an equinox day is 6 a.m., so when one was Shahabi, 4:30. So the second hour would begin before sunrise. So the Mele, this is Kashi is. So, Amayi Dushan Kayemes, Sinu Daikim and Bahane Sade, Hodi Kamashtani, Trilashtani, Babele Kidim and Sahama, Vidisam Tulo, Kitomuli Kamo, the Trilashosh, Nio Kidim and Sahamo, Gemara doesn't say Kidim Nesachamo. Gemara says Kidim Yimome. So the Rambam and the Goyim will say Kidim Yimome doesn't mean Kidim the names. So the Malach of Yehim. So he says Malach of Yehim is a parasha. She named him as Anachamo. So Kidim Kamo Pressure Shniyo Kidim Nesachamo. You're kidding, it's a hammer. The Malach Odom Yehim is a power, so shame. Gemara only says that Tchila Shor Shniyo, well, Gemara doesn't say that Tchila Shor Shniyo. Right, Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. Anyway, we don't have the time to discuss it. We'll discuss it tomorrow. So he says, "Mal v'yemes apalso she mes milim mal is shachan et achal malach dalad milim k'dom yishol itomik v'zei yol yishol mechzo v'yishlim ha'ak she'zei na kodim anet achamo v'zei malachan et achamo v'imdadikim v'anet v'ito yinche avot hane li digdiko al v'shoiz v'im yodom p'chim v'shoiz u'svurin shash shniyo yishkilo achal et achamo. So we see from this thesis that in calculating the hours, we have to calculate it on the basis of the length from Rashaha to Tzitzchavim, because if Tzitzchit had been that we have to calculate it on the basis of the length from Letz to Shkia, so that means that the second hour begins at 7 o'clock. That's now before Tzitzchavim. So Tzitzchit is like the Tumas Adeshen, not like the Goen or the Ribush. Okay. Now, so for tomorrow, so we finish the Gemara and hopefully we'll finish up the Gemara up to Psules, and then we'll skip, and next week we'll start the second period. You'll see it. So then is that for power for next week. I mean outside the Gemara.
Shir Chof Dan Mitzachim Elo Shishir Chof Vav Kislev Hitov Shim Mem Vav December 9th, 1985 on Monday. Sure, Chof Daland, Velosh Shura in Psachim, Chof of Kislevet of Shimon Vol, December 1985 on Monday.
Hamishis, Hamishis between 10 and 11.
basic idolatry murder was committed between 9 and 10. Let's see, 9:30, basic idolatry. So Jesus is still working. Why? Because in order to become Jesus, we have to say that you felt that each one was a mistake. And that's not the usual thing. So in other words, if it is a mistake that took place by one and not by the other, so that's something that happens usually. One of David makes a mistake. So it's not considered as a natural. Because after all, I mean, you can't say that the person is inaccurate just because he didn't say exactly what seconds it was. So we have to be, it's usual for one day to make a mistake within the range of the possibility of mistake. The range of 2 hours or so. But the whole thing is making a mistake, that's not you. Not a usual thing. So even if that was the case, they would have been. Even if that was the case, so maybe it's considered as an inaccuracy. As an inaccuracy. So maybe it is. Some of all of the priests are very different. Actually, the Ahabina behaved. So, according to Ramea, in the Zaitis, the Hamad Sabbath, Yom and Baha'i become a big Gimur. Say Gimur, the Shema, that way it's even in bed, he was the Baha'i, and found out that the one who said the Gimur meant the same thing. Let's say 5 minutes before nine. So then, it was within the range of mistakes. So, let's say, it was the same homage, and based on the diet, he found out that the one who said the Jewish meant at the end of the at 9 o'clock. So, and the Maise happened to say homage, let's say just a few minutes before 11, so it's still within the range of mistake of 2 hours for some action, so it should be valid even according to Omeya. So, we shall not be happy or the kind of wisdom in that thing. Another way is because there is a lot of chest labor and tea labor. So, in other words, when there's been as a result of the possible of the inquiry finds out that there was an inaccuracy beyond the range of mistake, so then it becomes possible even when this we found out that there was no such an inaccuracy. In order to battle this because of the CIA. But where Besdin finds out that it's a result of further investigation that the one who said the human name at the end of human name is 9 o'clock, so we are not in kind dangers in order to show you. Because of the shock area, it's irrelevant. We have to only come to do something with Latino, only in Hokkien. Basically, Let's say, Solomon's day, David. So Sunday would be the third of David, and the Shreyas is being on Friday. So we gave him already said, in week Shabua in the Shabshvitas, and in week Shabshi and Rok, and we also said in week Shreyas David, and we also said in week David, the third of David. Why do we have to say, Sunday the third of Davis, suppose they would say, one age would say, the third of Davis, and then when there's the next king, which day of the week, they say to you, stop. So they don't argue because that's inconsistent. It's inconsistent with the testimony of the third of Davis. The third of Davis is not Tuesday. Tuesday is the fifth of Davis. So we wouldn't even believe to say any other thing, because those are not wishes on the list. So maybe there is only one Avis that you can say somewhere. He couldn't say anything other than that. So why do we have to spell it out? So I feel that this may be any of the people in my evening, they can say any larger than not have to be here. We should not have to be done here, so I think it's for you to say to the great team, so it's all you. So that teacher does it, so that teacher is hot, and so that teacher is hot, and so teacher says, see, teacher of my being is only shy after they finish testifying as to all the required details of that case. But until they finish testifying as to all the required details of the testimony, so then they can't get paid on that. They can't get paid on that. Some of them may read, that's why it is necessary that each one should spell out the day of the week, and then, and if he is, and if he says, let's say, the fifth of the octave days, so then it's a pretext by the rest. It's a pretext in evidence. Of course, it's not true, so he's marked with the fact. So that's why the issue is involved. Iname, not the mine, the apodemia, the base defendish, the apodemia, the very human. The apodemia, the base defendish, the apodemia, the human. In other words, suppose there would be a case, his discussions won't be testified. That it was the third of the month, why would he have to testify that it was Sunday? He already testified the third of the month, and then I think the whole world knows that he took human work. The third of the day is Sunday, not any other day of the week. The answer is, because sometimes he will testify that it was on the second of the month. So then, he will say that it was on Sunday, so then it will mean that he meant the same thing. He meant the same thing, but he couldn't say on the day of the week, then of course his testimony is not good.
Because he calls them Thursday.
No, because the CSC is that the third day of the next five, because the third of the month is on Sunday. And not on Tuesday, but if you say on Tuesday, then Davis will not do it. Right. Now, here the Moya said, the land is more yesterday. The Andrew Tabin were Maishna Kachiras and Maishna. Now, Kiras means they Shabua, they Shor, they Shono, they Hedesh, they Rain, which the Shabbos, the Chama of the Chedesh, and the Ezeyeli, the Shabbos, and the Yishon, and the Ezeyemot, that's the Chama. So these are essential in the sense that if you omit one of these details of the Shema Chakiras, so if one says, Ezeyeli Yidea, even if there's no Akoshe, so the Ezeyeli is not. But then there are speakers are extraneous things. Was the murder of the Tzeas of the Miyatzah wearing black shoes or white shoes? The anything that's nothing to do with the Uttaraya. So they so then only they got pushed. Then they will say wretched, that I will say righteous, but then only they listen to God. But if not pushed, they say in India, even closer to India, so then they listen to God.
I'm
Russian Rambam in the church in the snowfall. Well, I heard the mother truck. I think I heard the mother truck.
Twice a good command.
No, this is the third that this is the Rambam Mishpat Mishlot of the Amantik. The Rambam Mishpat. This is the Mishpat. That's the Tziach. If a great pig kills a person, right? So then he's put off his life. Why do you ask? Because it's an English, he has to authorize it. Now, suppose
our master, how then?
Sometimes he explains it, so how do you want to know? So why did an English have to authorize it? Because suppose Mazim comes and he says to the original Kabbalah, how can you say the Tunis, who is the great killer, Shimon, who is showing on Sunday, let's say the third of Davis, of Shimon Ball, in Yerushalayim, when on Sunday, the top Shimon Ball, third of Davis, so we'd be war with you, Itra. And it's not so easy. I mean, there is no claim of transportation. So from there, you couldn't have seen it in Yerushalayim. You couldn't have seen it in Yerushalayim. So then, will the Mizuni, the original Katrina, get me sick? No. Because who did they try to have killed? Who? That's the Gabriel Taylor. So just this one who killed the Kravitz put out these tests because Gabriel Taylor killed. So when they even tried with the testimony to have a Kravitz executed by this, they are also not hired in Tzad, where Sis America shall someone last his love. Some later that seems in the event. The Ades will be easier, so the Ades will not be hired, because it will turn out that they tried to meet out an image of Yusuf falsely against the Gabbat Pharaoh. So in Eilat, there will not be an image of Asisun, from Las Lofi. So in Eilat, the Ades is not valid. because she's an Eder, she has the authority. Except we will be killed and frightened in the presence of Desmond when we don't have to absorb a couple of Eders. So then the reason is because of the outer of the body. That's what the mother says in second week, the high test, and also the comedy. So Russian Ramba means to do she argued with the day, I mean the days, Zirach has never shall have a day, have an amazing pot, Shema Yozum, this way in the world, shall we summon well how it played, because it is in the whole of Zombie, in the English beginning of the So the Ramba implies that the whole of Russia, Yiddish at the Yochel HaZimo in the Yiddish is only true of impressions, not of mothers, only of impressions. Yiddish, the Kashi, more accepts in Sanhedrin, meaning the Berk of Mominez, and he is at one power. So, Zal Teo, Echol in Nifoshes, the Echol in Mominez, so we shall hear. Tamot would be moments in short to be correct if they should come and then have to know. So me the guy say, the moments also require to be short to know. You also have to say, the Shavua, the Shomor, the Chedesh, the Chama the Chedesh, the Zimim the Shabbos, and the Eze Shor. So the Eze Shor, that's the Shor. And the Eze, and the Eze Mokhi. So with the I say, by the Mokhness, you also have to say the Alvet. So, but the Mokhi here says, the Devis and Estrayi in the Dea, the Hachiris, is what the Bible is, because it's an English Yadu of Lazimo. And the English Yadu of Lazimo is much more promotional Rambam, that it's only a prerequisite in the functions, in the rights. But by anything other than the questions, but to the Mones, so in the right said there is no deal of Idesh Yadi of Lazino in the Idesh. So what the Mores says here, and what the Mores says here, the whole reason is why we need in the Idea. Here is about the wages because it's made a shadow of Lazimo. So how could the Mora say in Sanhedrin? But we say, Baal Hero, Echad in Mones, Echad in Moses, so official here, the Rambam Shifis, the whole Aloche of English and Pure of Lazimo, Lash Meides, and the right letter is only by the Moses, not by the Mora. So it is a lady who says we have something very, very remarkable. It is a great shot. The Gemara doesn't mean the whole reason is why in the Idea and here is the battle of the Idea is because of the Idea. The reason is why in the Idea and Kachira is the battle of the Idea is because of the Zerasakosov. The Zerasakosov of the Pidorashto, the Fokarto Hedi. Hakate, it's a sister to a sakosa. Hakate, in other words, they didn't have to say everything. So why does the Gemara say? I'm going to chitil a somar echad in the day, do some potato. The Havala Eidish at Yochla Azimoi. Dike Eidish at Yochla Azimoi. But it's not based upon the fact of English at Yochazimo. It's a special halacha. We don't ask for the Hakalpay. The answer is this. We have two psukim. We have one posse, we don't ask for the Hakalpay. Then we have the posse in the MS Mechanism. Insofar as there is a posse of the don't ask for the Hakalpay is concerned, so it implies they even have to spell it out, the Hakalpay. They have to say it. Insofar as the Zerzakosin, the Ne'em is Nochna Dobor is concerned, it doesn't say they have to say it. There is a contradiction. So then it's what? If it's not Emes, not Nochna Dobor, there is a contradiction. So then it's Mavarez. So we say the thing we got to here is the pursuit of the rest of the calculated ones. In regard to the case, the pursuit of the rest of the calculated ones, but the pursuit of the name is not in a number of ones. By using it, by process. Maybe if there's a pursuit of the rest of the calculated, it applies to questions of the case, let's say, whether the Tzeah was wearing black shoes or white shoes, and there's a custom in the and there's a custom in the Emerson, and all applies to the shyness of the Zimokin and Zman. How do we know that the Rashtar of the Kaltaitiv applies to the questions of Mokim and Zman? Applies to the questions of the case of what King Shreem will rubbish or King will wonder. The answer is the Rashta Bifakata Hitting applies to material questions. And the Emis Nochana Dobo applies to immaterial unimportant questions. Unimportant questions. Whether the Tzeach was wearing a black coat or a white coat is an immaterial thing. Whether the Tzeach committed a murder, let's say, in Yerushalayim or in Bobel is a material thing. Whether the Tzeach committed a murder on the 3rd of Tevis, on the 3rd of Kislev, that is material. Nor has the Kashi, why do you say it? Why can't we say that when the murder was committed in Bogel or in the Shalim is immaterial? Whether it's committed on the 3rd of Davis or the 3rd of Kislev is immaterial. But whether the Tzeach was wearing white shoes or black shoes is immaterial. Why do we have such an attitude toward the questions of God and Shreem and God and Rabin? Such an attitude of disdain and contempt? So Morris says, no, you cannot say that the question whether it was committed, murder was committed in Yerushalayim or in Bobel is immaterial. Whether it was committed on the 3rd of Tevis or on the 3rd of Kislev, whether it was committed in Topshin in Bobel or Topshin in Mehei is immaterial. It's not immaterial. It's very material. Because on the basis of these matters of which mocking and which man, so Hazome can be realized. So it's material. Since Hazome can take place, can be placed, the proof that the AD testified falsely can take place on the basis of these questions, whether in Yerushalayim or in Bobel, whether in Kislev or in Tevez, so it's a material question. But can Hazome be realized on the basis of the coating that the Tzeach was wearing, whether black or white? No Hazome could be realized on the basis of these questions. So maybe we have to say that Zman and Mokim are material questions. If it's material questions, so the pasuk of the name is not another replies. And God Mishreel, God in the Vain, we are immaterial questions, since Hazon could not be realized on the basis of these matters. So maybe there is a person with Rashi to God, he did not reply to it, but only the name is not another. That's only if there is a crochet, not if there is anything. This is what it is on this. And there's a remarkable chapter. רמי היה בנולי מתחילשו, ושאינו הצפי, היקשו ריבו, המי לניס להפויס במאזיני. וכשאם רימה מאזיני מונו יישא מצפי, נינה שתו, ביקור לדלרי, במי זה הויו בהי, ולא הגיעו מוזום מכך, בני שראי לסמפרשסי, שערי סי שומע שתיים, לא יוכלו תיסת היי, מכל מוקים זום ולגיל, מצבי נביא, ולתאוין הוא נעתו ישראל בשני עדים, כי בפריש הזה, because that's an unusual thing. מוגה איזה קשה, במצבייס, להווי העלוב זה רבני אדום הרמותי ולכום נכו חולשית. So you should be able to eat חומץ in the whole שקסה, let's say, even 10 minutes before 12. ולאחר שנענו במראות נתיר משהו נכו לצייפשית. והווי העלוב זה נכו חולשית, לאו דאקי חולשית, דו צורך לישראל תיך שש, so I mean, so he has to leave enough time, I mean, enough time to within which he'll be able to burn the chametz after he eats the chametz. This is going to agree with the Baramuya Shite, that she can be kind of kiso when you eat the chametz. So according to the Bude, Abaye says that in the second Russian, the Bude says, So why does Rabbi say that he's not allowed to eat in the fifth hour? So he should be allowed to eat in the fifth hour between 10 and 11. Have you told the stationaries for Yochel Hapshis? Nechilatzil Chomish. Shebechomish Chomet Mizroch or Shema Chalamai. So, Shit Chomet Vikam Nisikon. In other words, it's not so clear whether the sun is in the east or the sun is in the west. Hik shabibo. La baye di oma le rabiude, di oma od kia hotzi shom. Bitalmio na atoye z mishne. In jain, echo dima behei, echo dima bisheba, amali dey samt teila. Chidin dey nekeira di tchila sheish, lizayen. In other words, why does Rabbi Judah say, according to Abai, that Echodeimer behaved, Echodeimer beginu, the Echodeimer behaved, so he do so kayemes, because we assume that the mindset is committed. The Maisim was committed at 9:30. Some Mele, the one who said, at Bikimur, so he meant at the end of him, and he meant at the end of him. So that is 9 o'clock, and he made a mistake in the Chotzi Shoh. So the Maaseh was committed at 9:30, and the one who said Bishon Hamishis, so he meant it at the beginning of Shon Hamishis. So what was at the beginning of Shon Hamishis? That is 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock, and the Maaseh happened. And now, before that, at 9:30, that's how Abaye explains Rabbi Yehuda. So, Mele, Kadabuez, Abaye, no more Rabbi Yehuda. Odom Teo Chotisho, Vitalu Natoyez, Mishneyem, Inkinech, Odim Abay, Viech, Odim Abisheva, Amayu Kusham Teo. Why you say? Because the Behei, it's obviously in the east over there, the sun. And Sheba, it's obviously or over the head in the west, but Kim Dina Kila Putkhila Sheish, Rizayan, Putkhila Sheish Rizayan, Nima Haidi Komach, Hei, Be Safe. So the one who said, Behei, in the fifth hour, in the fifth hour, so the men, it's 11 o'clock, to the end of it. Behei, Komach, Zayan, so be Tchila Zayan, Betchila Zayin, that means at 12 o'clock, and we move the Habe at 11:30. We call the sheet, we talk a lot of Tati Shot. The Ishlema, the Horti, the Kona, Sheet Habe, the Kana, the Sikoye, we talk the Tchila Sheet Zayin, Hain Chomez, the Chomos, Avoides, Musul, the Sriz, Iname. So then they can figure out whether the sun is over the head in the east or the sun is over the head in the west. Iname, Hachshivuye, Hikoma, Bukhanu, Tikoye, Lesser Abaye. That the Gemara says, I will be a rabbi, but Abaye didn't agree with that. Amy Sai Shalay, Bishas Biurei, Pirishat,
Tumarez, yet the cash that gets in Jesus.
You have to go over the Gemara and see what Abaye says. If you have any difficulties, because you didn't go over thoroughly over the Gemara, but Abaye explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in one Lashon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Odom Teya Chotishon, right? Chotishon, and the reason is why Echodeima Bidim, the Echodeima Behei. So it is Kayemes. Because one second, when one says Gimel, what's Gimel? The third hour, that is between 8 and 9, and he doesn't say which moment between 8 and 9. So we assume that he meant the end of the third hour. That means at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock. And then the one who said the which hour he behaved between 10 and 11, so he meant at 10 o'clock. And each one of them made a mistake in half an hour. So one made a mistake, backwards and one frontwards. So in other words, the one who said, meaning 9 o'clock, meant he made a mistake, front words, in other words, it actually, the mice was committed, the murder was committed at 9:30. And the one who said, Shochamishis, so he meant the beginning of Shochamishis, 10 o'clock. So he made a mistake in an hour, bad word, also 9:30. So he's still in the Torah Mishneh. So melee, the question is, this question is, why did the Gemara say, Echodin Abhei, Echodin Abhisheva? So it's Taylor, but since Bishik is Chanukam Tekoe, so why should Echodin Abhei in the fifth hour? And one says in the seventh hour, so if the Hades is bottled, because in the fifth hour, so the sun is clearly above the head in the east. But since according to the Rabbi says that one makes a mistake in half an hour, some male the one who said behave. So here we should say also that Echadina behave, Echadina design, so he do some kayemes. Because the one who said behave, so what's he? That's between 10 and 11, so he meant the end of hay. So he meant, he meant 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and he made a mistake in the mice in half an hour. So we see the mice happened at 11:30, and the one who said this is Zion, that Zion is between 12 and 1. So he meant the beginning of of the seven towers, which is 12 o'clock, and he made a mistake in half an hour in backwards. So the mass happened at 11:30. So the talk lecho choti choti shop yishlima the whole coma sheet come. Because since it happened in the 6th hour, and the 6th hour, it's not clear whether the sun is above the head in the east or above the head in the west. So why is it in the bottle? It's no sheker. It's just a human mistake. So Jesus is the terrorist. That when do we say that in the 6th hour, so it's usual to make a mistake. That's Ligabe Chometz, an average person, but Ligabe, an alert person, an aide. Who becomes an aide? Only an alert person. So an alert person, so he was clear whether the sun is above the head in the east in the 6th hour. Iname Hachino, the second tenet is Hachino, but we can't say Koye, it's less Ligabe. Now, these days is a very important basis. Very important basis. Because here, these days is Tesis Chelik and Rashi. According to Rashi, when does the beauty of require that is like only the 6 hour? But Ephachates, no difference, like or any other form of the conversation is just the reverse. When does Rambuna require Dabke Sreite? Dabke at the Chatzis. It's Mani Sure. But before Chatzis, so then, it doesn't make any difference how he destroys the Chatzis. Pirish HaKuntres, Shaloi Bishal Yurei, is Bishesh, then Rambuna requires Sreite. Bishal Yurei, he can be Leir. Poh, Ir, Hoyo Bishal Yurei, I was just in the war, Yam Tina Cheva, Bikosha Ramutam. Eche Yam Tin, Acheva Liba, was Kino Yil, he goes on a duty which has his sume, midday, Dilmo, Osir Mechal, Mechal Mene, Mechal Mene. So, Rashi says, Selenish has been away, is Bishamis. Bishas Biurei is after Sheish, after Hatzeis. So he says the Kashe, how can Rabbi Yude say such a thing that he can? So what's the Morris Kashe? The Morris Kashe, because Rabbi said that the Talmud Rabbi Yude is in order to give every person an ample opportunity to find wood. That's why Shor Hamishis is also Bachile, because if it's with a Bachile, he'll spend his time in Chometz, and then he'll forget about collecting wood. He won't have wood. So he won't be Matzliach himself to collect wood.
So
but why does he have to, since Rebude requires Reike only in Shoshishis, and after Shoshishis he doesn't require Reike, some melee, he doesn't even have to be Matriach himself in Shoshishis to find good. He doesn't have good, nothing. He can eat in Chometz, he can cut in a Chometz, and then in Shoshishis, so, and Shoshishis, he can't find wood, okay. He's not for free. Then at the Hatzeis, he will be invited to any other form of deal. So that means that according to Rashi, he's not in here, he must do himself in order to realize Reike before Hatzeis. But what he yelled in a Chevalibari, Baskin on the hill, because of a beautiful Shashishure, lifting the universal Mayor Khomeine. So that means that that it has to be Nivuya. It has to be Nivuya before Chatzitz. According to Rashi, the Shloim Shalom Shas Biure means before Chatzitz. Shishis, Shalom, that's called Shalom Shas Biure. So that means that he's not Mechuyev to be violent in Shoshishis. But we see that he is Mechuyev. The Chachamim need Ma'asot him to be Beidig. As he said, that you know also the Mechonene. So that means that it has to be Mechuyev by Shoshishis. They Shas Biure the Masnitsi Haile Vishesh. And in the Mishnah Shas Biure the Mishesh. They the Mesa Yahweh Rabbule, the Homin Bisrepe, the Mesa Racha Shure, Tom Srepe of the Chem Homins. Before Shom Natan, the reverse part. Shalim shall be Uri Hain Acha Shesh. Shalim, where you want to barum, be changed to the Chachom, the Tamish of Yahweh Mesa, by Racha Israel. Abu Bishaz Bure, in Shoshishis, Kim Shin Yitzdor, Bari Yom Yerabon, as we're just in the whole world.